Hello. Iran's supreme leader has praised forces who have dealt with protesters in a defiant speech to the country. Weeks of demonstrations were sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini while in police custody in September. A violent crackdown on rallies has been widely condemned. But leaders in Tehran accuse Western countries of orchestrating the unrest. Let's bring in Dorsa Jabari. She's joining us from Tehran. So, Dorsa, the supreme leader is still speaking to the nation. What have we heard from him so far?
The supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has been providing a vast number of examples, and his experience in the field of dealing with what he calls Western influences and their interest in seeing Iran become an unstable country. He's addressing the Basij military volunteer force in the military. Numbers are believed to be in about 7 million. There's about 5 of them that are joining the supreme leader remotely. This is one of his longest live speeches that I've seen over the past few years. He's now been speaking for an hour and about 10 minutes. He's gone through various points of history in the country and the formation of the Basij forces and what is their role in the country and what is expected of them. One of the main points he made about the ongoing protests, he calls them a few rioters here and there, is that it is the responsibility of the Basij forces to set these people on the right path, to make sure that what he called fake news and fabricated news is not distributed. And even if it is, it is the role of the Basij forces in the country to set the people straight, to make sure that they are not swayed by such, what as he called it, fake news. I think one of the other most significant points in his speech was about an hour into it, where he started talking about the role of the United States in that nuclear agreement with Iran that was known as the JCPOA, that was signed in 2015, that the United States left in 2018. He said that there is no point of having any kind of discussion with the United States. They've proven over and over again that they are not to be trusted. We complied with their requests under the nuclear agreement to reduce our nuclear activities and program so that we would see some sanctions relief by the U.S. government. But that never happened. Of course, that is as a result of then U.S. President Donald Trump withdrawing from the deal and imposing a new series of sanctions on Iran. So he, the supreme leader, believes that the United States has proven over and over again throughout this country's history that they cannot be trusted. Even if they sign an agreement that is legally binding by the United Nations, they are still able to back down from it. So he said, at what point do we give in? Do we continue making concessions so they promise us what we want from them and yet we get nothing? He said, no, that is going to stop. We are not going to make any more compromises. We're not going to give in to any more demands of the U.S. Government when it comes to that nuclear deal, making it very clear that any chance of reviving the JCPOA is very much dead for the time being.
Okay, Dorsa, thank you so much for that. Dorsa Jabari reporting for us from Tehran. Let's bring in Fuad Aysadi, who's an associate professor at the Faculty of World Studies at the University of Tehran. Welcome back to Al Jazeera. So the supreme leader has just ended his speech just a few moments ago. He seemed to be primarily addressing the Basij forces, commemorating what's known as Basij Week. But how closely do you think people in Iran would have been listening in to what he had to say?
You know, the Islamic Republic has a percentage of people that are supporting it. Basij is about 11 million people, and they support the Islamic Republic. The other segments of society do the same, and then there is a segment of society that doesn't support the Islamic Republic. And I think both sides are listening closely. The supporters are basically trying to get directions. There is this culture of resistance in Iran since the 1979 revolution, and this culture of resistance is enforced by the country's leader as it becomes necessary. And then you have the people that don't like the government, and they want to see what measures, the new measures the government may take in order to make sure that the riots are not continuing. And I think there was this sense of defiance because the Ayatollah Khamenei linked what is going on in Iran to outside powers. And this is, in his opinion, interference from the United States and Israelis and other countries that are enemies of Iran. And a good portion of his speech was dealing with the idea of confronting American hegemony, and the riots inside the country, in his opinion, are a part of that hegemony, the idea that the United States wants to take over Iran's destiny again, the same way they did it in 1953 after the coup. And he's saying that the country is not going to allow that to happen again.
Okay, thank you so much for that analysis, Fuad Azadi from the University of Tehran. We now cross over to Rome and we speak to Abdelrasoul Divsalar. He's a non-resident scholar at the Middle East Institute. So my guest from Tehran was just saying that the Supreme Leader once again asserted that the U.S. and other foreign powers are the ones that have been orchestrating the unrest taking place in Iran. How do you think the outside powers will be looking at the speech?
Look, I think the speech was somehow the continuation of a trend that we have before from Islamic Republic officials, which is based on the denial and not recognizing of demands of the people. Basically, there is no mentioning about dysfunction of the government in Tehran and the economic burden and lots of problems that the society is facing these days. And everything is attributed to the outside power and geopolitical rivalry. I think people have a rightful, legitimate demands, which basically these types of speech done by Supreme Leader, by other officials, the only message that is signaling is that their voices are not heard and there is not going to be any policy change in the Islamic Republic's decisions.
Okay, thank you so much for that analysis from Rome.